Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
How you doing? Hello. Hello.
Oreos or good? Oreos or chocolate chip cookies?
I like chocolate chip cookies.
Versus Oreos?
I like Oreos too.
So you're gonna eat them all?
Yeah, I'm a fat bastard. I would probably eat them all.
Nice.
But I don't buy cookies because otherwise I would eat them all.
You steer clear of them at the grocery store? You don't even go in that aisle, huh?
I gotta steer clear, yeah.
You can substitute it for them for prunes and dates.
Prunes are,
and fig.
Prunes are good.
Yeah, they are.
Clean you right up.
Yeah, they're good for your toilet.
Right. Good for the plumbing.
What?
Good for the plumbing.
Good for the plumbing, eh? We always need good plumbing.
Right,
absolutely.
Don't want to clog up the pipes.
Boy, your pipes are so clogged I can't even see through your glasses. That's disgusting.
You don't like that?
Just kidding. I do like that.
Should I change my glasses? You don't like my glasses?
I like those glasses. No, actually, I do like those glasses. Dud. Almost called it
yep.
Dud.
You got me all self-conscious now.
Good. That's how you build, endurance. You want endurance, don't you?
Not feeling that resilient tonight.
You're not?
Okay, nah.
Well, from now on.
Kind of depressed.
From now on. Okay, well, how about this? We bounce back like beasts, like Buddha fucking beasts from all our struggles and fucking bounce back and be resilient. Resilient is bouncing back, and that's what fucking grown-ass fucking sick-ass fucking people do when they have, like...
I like that.
Let's bounce back.
Let's do that. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about something.
Yeah. Like, let's put on our, like, big... You know what gives me liberation? Like, putting on... Okay, or we can build this and put this into real life. Me and you can meet up. You can put on your, you know, whatever. If you want to be a monster or you want to be, like, a superhero. And then we're going to level up each other. Like, I'm going to say, okay, I want to be, like, 7 feet tall, and then you'll be like, okay, I want to be able to like zap people's like pants off their fucking bodies or something, whatever superpower you want, any superpower you want, and then we'll go out in the street and then we'll go out there and win and then collect these like you know, we'll get like every time like you zap somebody's pants off, say, then you get like a bonus point, and then like that builds, you get this game, life is a game, like video game.
I think it would be like 5 points if you get somebody's pants off. Because, I mean,
yeah, pants off, dance off.
Right?
Dance off.
So all of a sudden, yes. they're sitting there in the public with no pants. Like, that's worth money. That's money. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Right? Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to have jars ready for people to throw money like when it happens. Like,
see, this is working already. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. We need to get into a highly densely populated tourist zone, you know, it's gonna be you and me, dude. You and me, and fuck everybody else. It's not gonna be anybody else, it's gonna be us. We're running the fucking show, and then, you know, it's gonna be grind time, and we're gonna sprinkle everybody in our, you know, magic applesauce,
in our magic joy juice,
magic for fucking Georgia's.
Whatever that's made of. YMZ, what's going on?
Oh, we couldn't hear anything. Hold on.
Rick Arena, man. Always taking people's pants off. Gotta love it, baby.
Can't stop. I'm sorry.
Hey, sorry, can't guys. Stop. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop. Take your pants off. Take your pants off. There.
That's it. Yeah. Put up or shut up. Exactly. Get them down to your ankles or get gone. Okay? I mean, hey. Or
get the fuck out.
It's not, right that con- it's not that confusing, right? I mean, come on.
No. It's very clear and simple.
The instructions are simple, people. Now
they're written right on the label.
Yeah. Can you abide by Miss Recarina's instructions? They're not that simple. They're not that complex. Excuse me. Very simple.
Just need don't mix those two up.
You just need to drop crazy those trowels and leave them at the door.
Yeah, leave everything at the door. Leave your trousers. Leave your galoshes. Leave your tube socks. Leave the fucking short shorts from the 80s. You guys need to step it up. And okay, leave your shit at the door. Leave your problems at the door. Your clothes, your baggage and shit.
Any baggage you got? Yep.
Yeah, those bitches that come in off the street with the suitcase. Like, okay.
Oh, but wait, I got two more in the trunk.
Two more suitcases? Oh, yeah. Here, let me ask my grandpa if he can help me get them out. Help you get them out.
Yeah, so I got these four suitcases right here, but I only got two hands. Like, oh shit, we got baggage here.
Take that bitch to the baggage claim.
That's it. Can I get some help on curb 9?
Curb 9. There's a discombobulated female here. Sorry. With three large suitcases. We need somebody to get here right now. She's being very belligerent and drooling a lot.
I worked in hotels for about 10 years, and there's a real problem with people who have a suitcase that's like, you know, I don't know. If you're a normal size human, if you got a suitcase bigger, like higher than your waist, that's a problem. Right, somebody's got to carry that, and it ain't gonna be you, right? So, like, don't buy a fucking suitcase that you can't carry, because you're making somebody else get a back injury. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Come on, come correct. Get small luggage. Buy two of them.
Read a little bit about minimalism, you fucking spoiled cunts. Goddamn. Minimalism.
Oh, okay. Could we talk about minimalism? You spoiled fucking cunts. Can't.
Yes, we can absolutely talk about minimalism, but I really am a minimalist. Yeah.
I appreciate it. No, and more people should be, because the fucking plastic. Hello. Plastic is choking our entire planet.
I know, right? They belong in one place, these plastic water bottles, and that's up your ass.
Oh my god, I love you. You stole my line. As soon as you said they belong in one place, I'm like, and you said it before I could. Fuck.
Really? We're both, oh shit, I think we both belong. Are you from Anal Canal, Florida?
And but the ribbed bottles, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely, right? Because there ought to be a little pleasure while you're getting that goddamn bottle back up your ass, you fuck.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you definitely,
that's all I'm saying.
Need a lot of. Yeah, you know, they start using gargoyle jizz nowadays instead of lube. Gargoyles, you know, they're the new
lube. Well, you know, that's way better than Gorilla Glue, because you know that's not very lubricating, but it's very sticky. Oh, that would be so bad. I mean,
that makes for a good relationship.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like glue.
Yeah, stick together.
Like glue.
Like glue, you fucking fools. That's right. Drink up.
That's right. But Gorilla Glue, yeah, wouldn't necessarily recommend with the sex toys. Keep it away from the sex toys. Yep, that's right. That's right. We got four people in the house. Who are these four people? Who's listening? Gabby. We got Dude. We got Jaded Spiral.
18.
And
oh, shit. 18.
The Beard.
Are you 18? Are you 18 and fresh and wild, young and ready to go?
Lil Fizz is in the house. What's up, Lil Fizz? I affectionately refer to him as Lil Fizzy. We're friends. Lil Fizzy.
Okay.
Lil Fizzy's in the house.
Yeah,
what's up?
What up?
DJ Lil Fizzy.
Here, look.
You want to get yourself some of that gun oil right there for that anal play if you want that Scooby Dooby Dooby. You know what I mean? A little sticky little up, just, you know what I mean? Just all up in the like, yeah.
Oh, he likes to keep it black and blue with the gun lube. Oh, snap. Water. I guess he wore out water, like the water-based lube, like years ago. He done progressed.
That shit's a myth. Water-based lube?
Yeah.
It's a myth.
Okay. All right. Guess I'm vanilla.
Yeah. No, Gorilla Glue is the way to go.
All right. All right. I'm all ears. Ears.
Or, I mean, what else is good as glue? I don't know.
You see, you know what I like to do? I like to take one of those ribbed plastic bottles. I like to put a little strip of the Gorilla Glue around it, and then I like to shove that right up my lover's ass, and then I let that glue set just about 5, maybe 10 minutes.
Put a fan on it. Let it dry.
Yeah, you put a fan on it. Exactly. It gets it to harden up real nice, real nice. Comes out real nice, real solid. Hardens up really good. And then I just pull that right out, and the intestines just come out right with it. It's amazing. And then we're ready for.
Don't be alarmed the first time you see it, folks. It's normal.
You just get out your scissors, and then you throw that right on the barbecue. And it's fantastic.
Snip, snip, and pass. It's very easy.
Snip, snip, pass, and grill. Exactly. And don't knock it till you tried it, because it's absolutely fantastic. You know, I mean, don't overcook it. That's the only thing.
My friends back here are agreeing. We're all agreeing with you because we know the drill. And another thing, you're speaking the truth, boy. So
I mean, you know, when it comes to Gorilla Glue and water bottles and anus play, I mean, there's only one way it's going to work out. And that's, you know, you get ready and then you get the barbecue fired up. That's right.
You get the barbecue fired up, and you know, if you get your asshole a little warmed up, things might start trying to come out by itself. You know, it want to come out the other direction. You know what I'm saying?
You got to fight that. You got to fight that.
You gotta
of course,
fight
it's
that.
A natural.
I was just gonna say
it's a natural tendency. Yeah, you got to fight that.
You can, and you can. That's why humans are resilient. In that way, we're not just emotionally resilient. We're physically resilient. You know that these canals get stretched like the Grand Canyon out here, and come tomorrow, it's, you know, back to old, you know, back to like a crater in the road.
I mean, that reminds me of my friend Pete, you know, because he got like 9/10 of his colon removed. Excuse me very much. I got a little hiccup just thinking about it.
That's all right.
Oh, it's emotional. But yeah, he got like 9/10 of his 9/10 of his colon removed. You know, so when he goes to take a dump, it's kind of all over the place, but you know, he's still living. He's still breathing.
You need to cherish those moments as well.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And he goes for a coffee enema every 6 months, you know, and that seems to help a little bit. It's calming, soothing, you know,
inspired.
That's right. That's right. You feel like an enema.
Excuse me?
Should we do an enema together?
I'd love to. I mean, them things are kind of addicting, kind of like, you know, stereo here. But, you know, I mean, at least enemas have a wonderful purpose. You know, you don't want to just keep using your finger to really rip out, to gut out what's left in there. You know, you want to be afraid and play the right way. So let's begin.
That's right. I don't think there's any reason we shouldn't do an enema for the people right here, direct and live. It might be educational and helpful for everybody involved.
I do agree with that. I'd absolutely do agree with that. On that note, we can just get started now. Everybody, grab your partners here. We've got a group here doing it right now. Everybody grab your partners, and we're going to circle around. We're going to circle around me and another thing. All right.
So I went ahead and built myself. You know, I'm a do-it-yourselfer. A DIY. Big into DIY things. So I went ahead and I rigged up the system here. I got myself about seven of them, gallons hanging from the ceiling. And they all go, you know, with all tubes connected to each one, they connect to a single tube, and then that one's going, it's going right in my bum right now. So as soon as I flick this valve here, I got 7 gallons.
Okay.
Gravity-fed irrigation colon cleansing. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a little bit of low-tech, high-tech colon cleansing all up in the house right about now.
That's beautiful. That's what we're talking about right now, people. You guys all got that down. I'm sure you all did. We're talking about the deep penetrating anal cleanser, right? So what we're going to do, you really want to relax all those muscles and get the area nice and loose, like it's just been bulldozed by a fucking, a big bulldozer.
Right? Like a big black,
Like a big black bulldozer.
Well, exactly. Yes. I didn't want to say it myself, but yes.
You can say it. They know.
They know. You just want to open. You wants to open it up a little bit. Open it up a little bit. And so the wider, the better. The wider, the better. So might not necessarily be the whiter, the better in that regard, if you get where I'm going with that wank, wank, right?
Wank, wank. You're going to be a wanker.
Right. That's right, because white might not get you there. The wider is part, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying. You're talking about girth. You people want to know whether your girth is big enough. Well, you're gonna do some measuring. Everybody's different. Is it length? Is it girth? People want to know.
People need to know.
They
That's
don't
right.
need to know.
So
you don't need to know.
Well, they want to know. But they're not gonna. But they're not gonna know.
No, you guys.
We ain't gonna tell them.
Nope. We are body positive here. Mm-mm. Have you been body positive today? If so, what did you like about yourself? What did you like about yourself? Did you look in the mirror and say, yeah, baby, me, yay? Or did you say, oh shit, I'll be a wreck. Take me to Iraq.
Drop me in Iraq.
I can't take this shit. Make sure you guys whiten your teeth. You know what I mean? Some wild yellow ass teeth is not. Mm-mm.
Oh, girl, I gotta get on that.
I'll tell you how. You can brush your teeth with strawberries. You can use the toothpaste called Rembrandt. You can also use these white strips. Look, my teeth are super sensitive, so I don't recommend regular white strips, the Crest white strips. They are motherfucking, no. Has any of our audience ever used the Crest whitening strips and experienced sensitivity? If so, please report to your doctor immediately. Thank you so much.
I got really sensitive teeth, yeah.
Yes, I never, the secret to whitening your teeth is not brushing your teeth that often. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe. Then when you brush them, your teeth will be like, oh, shit. Yeah.
There he is. I like that. Yeah, drink more coffee and brush your teeth less often.
Brush your teeth, bitch.
That's right. With skeet, skeet. A little bit of skeet, skeet. It goes a long way, you know?
Yeah. It sure does. Remember that?
That's right, you know? I don't know. I get mine from a friend, and it seems to, a little bit last me a long while. I've been brushing my teeth with this for, I don't know, months.
That's not that long, dude. I brush my teeth in the toilet.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
give me more dignity. I try to do as many things as I can to shit on my dignity. Literally.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that, right? Because, you know,
thank you.
as soon as we start getting uppity, we got to slap ourselves right back down and remind
slap
myself.
Slap me back down, motherfucker. What's up? Slap my me back face. Down. Go ahead.
I gotta remind my face should be in the toilet, and I always have to be reminded.
Yes, I'll remove you from the toilet and put you in my
I would love to live in your aunt.
Okay, I'll pick you up by your hair, and then when I'm done, I'll hang you by your shirt on the thing, and then
This is fantastic.
This is fantastic, yeah. Since you've been so depressed and everything, I'll fucking beat you up and shit.
Oh, wonderful.
Don't be depressed because it's fucking stupid, man. And I'll beat your fucking ass, nigga. That's right. That's right. Who got a problem with that? That's right. That's right. That's
okay.
It.
Come cool. Correct. Okay. I get it. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
We got people in the house now.
Who got a problem against me? Let's go.
Yo, I'm having some fucking butter pecan ice cream. Just thought I'd let y'all know.
That's perfect.
Butter he's pecan. busting his butter pecan nut over there. Okay. All right. Well, you know, just keep it to yourself when you get to that point. Know what I'm saying? Wank, mm-hmm. Wank.
Wank, wank.
Because we know where you're going with that butter pecan. I've been there. I've been there, dog. We know where that leads. That's a slippery slope, man. That's a slippery slope. That butter pecan. Leads to one fucking one place, thing. Right? Come on. One place.
Skeet.
Right? Uh-huh. Skeet, jibbity, skeet.
We sound absolutely wonderful.
And we ain't trying to go there, so.
That's how you take a shit, guys.
There you go. There it is. That's how you drop a deuce. That's how you drop a deucer. That's how you drop a doucher into 2021. That's what I'm saying right here, right now. Anybody got a question, you just go ahead, drop a question, because we're going to answer your questions right here, right now.
Hello.
So, you smoke that marijuana?
No, I smoked the marijuana. You know what? I got a roach somewhere on here that I've been carrying around. I know
girl,
I dropped it into one. Yeah. What?
You better get that shit.
I'm looking for it.
Okay, because we about to hello. Fire together, and this show is about to get fire, and we about to get a bunch of people up in the house, and we're about to be funny.
All right? No, this is not going to be funny. This is going to be
we're not
going to
do that.
Because people are bringing their motherfucking grandparents.
Fuck that.
Fuck everything. And that.
Yeah. Fuck their grandparents. Right in the anus is what I'm
yo,
saying.
No, this is that's opposite day. So that means we're... Oh, shit. That's even worse.
That's right.
Oh, wait, okay. No. Fucking so the grandparents in the anus. What's the opposite of that? It would be not fucking... We have to...
That would be...
What's going on? And another thing. What? I just wanted to pop in, give you a little shout out. One of the most... talented dudes out there. Mad props. Nice to meet you.
Irish dude. Thank you. We're just kind of being ridiculous here doing a stream of consciousness thing and chopping it up. But thank you for dropping in.
Yo, that was really nice to hear. I like when people fucking lick each other's fucking shit and try to get each other to fucking, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really sweet of him to come through and lick my nuts, right? I mean, that was really nice of him.
Irish dad. I mean, what else could you expect? That's what happens when you have an Irish dad. You guys are crazy. I love Irish
you know, I mean, it's almost like Catholic, you know. Irish Catholic, that would be a double whammy. Then you're guaranteed, right?
Catholic. Huh? Sorry.
Okay. What? So, you know, you were getting all kinds of loving as a kid.
What?
Right?
Who, me?
Oh, yeah. What,
no,
Irish Catholic?
My ex is Irish Catholic. My ex.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
my
he's
bad.
Irish
my bad.
That's okay. I got loving. What are you doing? You're slapping your dick against fucking somebody's face.
No, I was slapping myself on the hand there, lassie. I was slapping myself on the hand.
Jesus Christ, you bloody fucking whore. I can't believe you over there.
That's right. I done we bad.
See you.
I had to discipline myself. I had to discipline myself. But I'm back. I'm back. And I'm back and I'm strong. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, great. Because you know what they say. Anything in the past is an opportunity to gain strength from, no matter what it is. You hear that, you fucking shit fucking stains? Yeah, you fucking people, that's right.
You hear that, you fucking shit cunt?
Fucking shit bitches? That's right, you know what I said.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, that was good.
That and making you fucking cackle over there.
You made me laugh, yeah. You made me laugh out loud.
So beautiful. It's nothing more. Nothing more romantic than a laugh in your face.
Well, yeah, other than a queef.
Oh, you know what? That's right. So much fun. I did a lot of those last night.
I mean, queef. A queef is the most romantic thing there is, right? I mean,
I agree. I think it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's basically a woman telling you she loves you, but without her mouth.
That's adorable. That's so cute.
Right?
Yeah, I like that. Shit just got real. You could hear it in my voice.
I'll go with that.
Boom,
I just made that one up.
Well, you need to write that down and put that in your next book.
Because I should write
I'm
that.
Buying it, and you got 600
I should
people
write that down, huh?
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah, I gotta scribble that one down real quick. What did I say?
Anybody know?
Anybody listening? Is there anybody out there?
Just none of you can see me.
Can anybody hear me at all? Is there anyone at home?
Hello!
Oh.
Just so you can hear me.
Hear me. There.
Oh my god.
Oh, what she said.
Let's all like moan and like sound like we're like really like, you know, like turned on.
Yep.
You guys, I'm telling you, if you don't have somebody to do this with, go find somebody off the street immediately. If there's no one on the street, go right into the next person's house. Just knock on the door and ask if you could come in. You know, don't have your pants on just because that's very kind of like obvious. You know, you don't want to like hide behind your pants. If you want to keep it real, walk with your pants off, then you're not tricking anybody. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Ooh, that's that butter pecan right there. Boy, I want it, Jesus.
Oh boy, what's up, boy? Yeah, massive. What out?
I'll clap to that shit. I'll piss blood to that, baby. What? What happened?
I'll piss blood to that.
You hear that? I know. Who said that?
I can't believe that came out my pussy. I'm in my mouth.
My pussy's all bloody and shit. How did this happen?
That kind of reminds me about that last time I was driving down the street with my girl, and we were kind of arguing, and you know, and it was that moment, it was that awkward moment when you like you either like keep arguing or you make up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of reached under her dress.
Wait, she reached under her dress, and then what happened? Hello? Is there anybody in there? Is there anybody there? Is there anybody? I can't hear you, motherfucker. Did you press mute by accident? Well, You guys, did you hear what just happened? I got left alone. The Cowboys in here, and now I got left alone. What do I do, you guys? All right.
So he reached under her dress, and he started fingering her and fingering her until she came.
And she came out her mouth right onto his head, and he was motherfucking soaked. But he didn't care because it was raining, and it was about to rain harder because a thunderstorm was coming. And everybody likes thunderstorms, right? If somebody doesn't in here doesn't like thunderstorms, then where the fuck is and another thing? This is so sad. My partner, guys. My partner's gone. What the fuck do I do? Shit, I pissed blood to that one, though. You guys, what do you think happened? Seriously. Thunderstorm? Where is he? Okay. Well, you guys, I think I'm going to have to go. So, farewell.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I'm going to be releasing a new episode each and every week on Friday, so please do tune in, subscribe, follow, and tell a friend. All right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.